Was John McCain in the cone of silence or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a debate on the web over whether John McCain was truly in a cone of silence on Saturday while Barack Obama was being questioned first at the big Saddleback Church Forum. Since Obama went first, McCain wasn't supposed to hear the questions. But since McCain was still on his way to the broadcast when Obama started, it's conceivable that he could have. And this is a big deal to the Obama people because McCain's answers were concise.
What point is a baby entitled to human rights?
At the moment of conception.
While Obama's answers tended to be not concise.
Answering that question with specificity, is above my pay grade.
Some Obama fans were worried enough about the contrast that they've argued McCain must have known what was coming, especially when he answered the question about teacher salaries before Pastor Rick Warren finished asking it.
Now, I don't want to hear your stump speech on education.
Okay. Yes, and find bad teachers another line of work.
McCain says he didn't cheat, but let's think about it. Would he even have to cheat? These men have been listening to each other since January. They know each other's styles. We know their styles. McCain gives short, punchy answers. Obama searches the database. McCain loads and fires. Obama has to decide first whether to shoot at all. The election is about which style is best for the presidency. Obama has painted himself as the anti-soundbite candidate in a sound-bitten world, and if that's what you want, you can't get squeamish when he delivers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.